Welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Shishma Singh. Today we start Unit 8, Backward Glass Movements. The continuing backward glass movement in the post-independence period. And our topic of discussion is politics of reservation. The introduction of Mandal Commission report by the VP Singh's government in 1990s recommending reservation, 27% reservation for the OBCs in the central government jobs, made the reservation a national issue in Indian politics. It not only drew reactions in its support or against it, it also changed the contours of Indian politics. The appointment of Mandal Commission by the Janata Party government in 1990 was result of the pressure of backward classes, leadership and their clout. As mentioned earlier, by the 1970s, the backward classes, especially those belonging to intermediate caste, had already made their presence felt in the politics of India and states. The demand for reservation for the backward classes was raised in the Constituent Assembly by Punjab Rao Deshmukh, like Dr. B.R. Ambedkar had raised the similar demand for the dual caste. In order to articulate the reservation issue for the backward classes, he founded All India Backward Classes Federation, AIBCF, on 26th January 1950s. Within the AIBCF, the differences grew between those having allegiance to the Congress on the one hand and those having allegiance to the socialist Lohiats. This resulted in split up in the AIBCF with the splinter group naming itself as National Backward Class Federation, NBCF. The former was headed by Punjab Rao Deshmukh, a Congress leader, and the latter was headed by R.L. Chandpuri. After the death of Chandpuri, Chaudhary Brahm Prakash became its leader. Besides, a large number of informal and unregistered organizations existed in different states and different levels in country. The Mandal Commission was a result of the consistent demand by backward class leadership to get the Kaka Kelkar Commission's, the first backward class commission report, accepted. The Kaka Kelkar Commission was also the result of the demand for such commission by the backward class leadership at the time of independence. But Kaka Kelkar's recommendations of class as the criteria for identification of the backward classes and rejection of the commission's report by the parliament led to the demand of appointment of another commission which could take social and educational backwardness as the criteria for identification of the backward classes. The implementation of the Mandal Commission report, however, had not settled the issue of reservation. Newer groups continue to demand to be recognized themselves as the OBCs. Whether a community can get itself identified as OBCs is a political question. It depends on the political factors. Now let us sum up the unit. The backward classes are also known as the other backward classes or the OBCs. They consist of the heterogeneous group, the intermediate peasant caste, artisans, and the service caste. While the intermediate caste among the OBCs or the upper backward have emerged as among the most assertive social group in the country. The other sections of OBCs, also known as the most backward classes, MBCs, remain excluded from the purview of development and empowerment. The backward class movement started late in North India as compared to South India. The mobilization of the OBCs has been around two issues: their electoral participation and the reservation. In North India, they have been mobilized by Charan Singh, socialist including Ram Manohar Lohia, Karpuri Thakur, and different political parties. They linked the social issues of the OBCs with the economic issues of the peasantry. The appointment of Kaka Kelkar and Mandal commissions and the implementation of the latest report were result of the backward class mobilization. The mobilization of the backward classes on their recognition as OBCs, appointment of backward class commissions, politics related to them, the support and opposition to them continue to remain relevant in the politics of a social movement in India. Now we want to wind up this lecture and we have come to the end of the unit. Thank you so much for your attention.